This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Several states this week announced what they'll be charging in 2018 for health insurance on the Obamacare exchanges. Biggest hikes so far, Georgia, with rates that are 57% higher than last year. Florida, some premiums could be 45% higher. But wait for the paradox. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein at our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia reports that for some consumers, higher rates could mean better deals.
Here's the thing to know. The subsidy that helps cover insurance premiums depends on income and the cost of silver plans in a person's region. And since the prices of some of those silver plans are spiking, the subsidy will be bigger this fall. The Kaiser Family Foundation's Larry Levitt says that extra money means consumers could shop for more than just the silver plans.
If instead you use it to buy into a bronze plan with a higher deductible or a gold plan with a lower deductible, there could be some great deals out there.
One question, will consumers even know about the bigger subsidies? The Trump administration slashed its ACA outreach budget 90%. Former healthcare.gov chief marketing officer Josh Peck says the new advocacy group he's with, Get America Covered, says the message doesn't change.
The line that we've used for the last 3 years has effectively stayed the same, which is that most consumers can find plans for between $50 to $100.
While this may be good news for individual consumers, the bigger subsidies means more tax money going to fund Obamacare. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.